Vrath sat in the aircar taxi on the street outside the decrepit apartment building. The smell of rotten fish and dirty lake filled the air. He watched for a long time, monitoring Zirid's movements with the tracker. Zirid had stopped moving. Perhaps he shared an apartment there with Nat and Era. He gave it a while longer, then decided to take a look. He paid the droid driver, hopped out of the aircar, dodged the few ramshackle speeders and the public speeder bus that flew low through the street, and headed across to the apartment building. Zirid's eyes adjusted to the dim lights that flickered intermittently in the hallway. The door to Nat and Era's flat was about halfway down the corridor. There was no other way in or out of the apartment. All he needed to do was take a bore sighting down the hall. The far end of the hallway ended in a cracked glass window. The near side ended in the lift and a door to the stairs. Other than scaling the building from the outside, the lift and the stairs were the only way onto the fourth floor. He could cover both. He thought about just lingering in the hallway and putting the muzzle of his blaster into the belly of anyone who looked at him sideways, but that wouldn't do. He did not want to draw too much attention to himself, and he did not want to cause a scene unnecessarily. He finally decided to take station on the emergency stairwell to the side of the lift. He propped the door open so he could see the lift, the hall, and the stairs. A good field of fire, he decided. He took the E9 blaster pistol, small, compact, but with decent power, held it in his front jacket pocket, and waited. Minutes passed, turned to half an hour, to an hour, and he began to think his paranoia had ill-served him. The building did not see a lot of foot traffic. A near obsolete utility droid came up the creaky lift and vacuumed the floor, ignoring Zirid altogether. When it completed its sweep, it retired to a utility closet next to the lift. Zirid sat alone with only uncomfortable thoughts for company in a stairwell that smelled of urine and vomit. He had let his daughter down. To try and give her a better life, he had turned himself into the kind of man he once would have regarded with contempt. And what did she have to show for it? A decrepit apartment and an absentee father who could die on his next run. And a hover chair, he reminded himself. But still, he had to get out of the life. But there was no walking away until he cleared his debt with the exchange. So he'd make a last run to Coruscant. The door to the stairwell on the ground floor opened with an angry squeal. At almost the same moment, he heard the rumble of the lift coming up the shaft.